We want to be able to stay connected with you. You can watch our Sunday services on Facebook, YouTube and our website. You can also listen to them on Spotify, Google Podcasts and Apple iTunes. If you don't have internet access, you can use your dial-in service by calling 028-9227-0922 and listening in. Let's stay connected. Hello, and welcome to St. Columba's Deir Vulgi here in the Belsize Road in Lisburn. You're very welcome if this is your first time in joining with us, or if you've been with us for a lifetime, you're also equally welcome as we come to worship this morning. We're going to read some scripture. It comes from Psalm 13, which is the psalm appointed for today. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes or I will sleep in death. My enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. Maybe that's your thought today. How long, O Lord, will you forget me? How long will you hide your face, or how long must I wrestle with my own thoughts? Can we be assured today that the Bible says that the Lord is with us? He is present in the midst of all of our doings, both comings and goings. His presence means that we can trust in his unfailing love, that our hearts can rejoice in his salvation, and that we can sing to the Lord, for he has been good to us. But an important element in enabling us to do that is whenever we bring our hearts in confession before him. So let's join together in our confession. Heavenly Father, we've sinned against you and against our neighbour in thought and word and deed. Through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do, we are truly sorry and repent of all our sin. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. So merciful Lord, grant to your faithful people pardon and peace, we may be cleansed from all our sin, and serve you with a quiet mind, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Today, as we continue to think on our theme of securing hope from the book of 1 Peter, our title today is Imperishable Seed. I love a little bit of gardening, and we spent some time during lockdown and kind of sorting the rectory garden out a little bit, clearing away some shrubs, putting in some new flower beds, a little bit of a raised area for a swingy swing, all kinds of stuff going on. Weather's been absolutely fantastic, hasn't it? But one of the dangers of the warm weather is that everything dries out completely, doesn't it? Our grass has got big dry patches in it now, and things have disappeared, and actually, over a period of time, if you don't look after the seed in your garden, it might turn to look a bit like this. It begins to wilt. It begins to die. The plants that were once vibrant turn brown and go dead. That's because this is a perishable seed in this plant. If you don't look after it and tend to it, it dies. It disappears. It fades. It goes away. Now, the Bible says that if God looks after the flowers of the fields and the lilies thereof, how much more does he look after us? The scriptures today, as we're going to hear in a moment, we are made of imperishable seed. We can't die. If we know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Saviour, that imperishable seed has come to live within us. And because it's imperishable, it means that we live forever. Our soul continues forever. That's what we've been destined for. Now, the Bible teaches us that whenever we trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, then we get to live in the imperishable place called heaven. It's important that we trust him. And as he looks after us, remembering God is our gardener, as he looks after us, we flourish and we bloom. And we are imperishable. We'll live forever because of the seed that he's sown into our hearts. So as we look after and tend to our flowers and our pots and our gardens, It's to remember to look after and tend to our souls and to the imperishable part of our very own bodies that the Lord has kept secure for each one of us. So we're going to hear that reading from 1 Peter now.
This morning is taken from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 until chapter 2, verse 3. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good.
This theme of imperishable seed, it strikes at the very core of who we are and what we're about as believers, as Christians. That's why we have a different kind of hope. We have a different kind of hope because we're strangers in this world, as it says at the beginning of 1 Peter, if we looked at 2 or 3 weeks ago. We're strangers in this world. We're not made for this world. We're made for so much more. We're sojourners. We're just travellers through this world because actually our home is in heaven, the imperishable place where God himself dwells. You see, last week we thought about cleanliness in a dirty world, how we can walk in holiness. And that continues in verse 22 as our reading begins today. Now that you've purified yourselves by obeying the truth. Remember last week we were encouraged to be obedient children, to follow what is written. Step one was to follow what is written. Step two was to be obedient in our faith, in our walking in holiness. And now that we've been purified by obeying the truth, so do you have sincere love for your brothers. Remember step three last week was about love, the love of God. Loving one another deeply from the heart. Remember last week we were encouraged to have a reverent fear, to re-establish that reverent fear as God as our judge. Yes, love is the overarching and conquering thing within our Christian faith. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. You can love because he first loved you. His very nature is love. And in understanding that love and walking in that love and the holiness, then we can be purified and we can obey the truth. And we can have love for our brothers and sisters, for one another deeply from the heart. And even though we are separate today, even though we are worshipping at a distance today in our own homes, we can still have love for each other. Remember that whenever other people know that they are known and loved by you and by Jesus, it will be the beautiful legacy that comes out of this awful mess. So let's love like never before. But it's more than that. Verse 23 says, for you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. You see, physically, whenever I was born of my mother, physically, I was born of a perishable seed. The one certainty in life, in physical life, is death. It will come to each and every one of us. No one knows when or how, only the Lord of heaven and earth. But it will come. So my physical body is born of a perishable seed, but my spiritual is born of an imperishable seed. As the scriptures say, I've been born again. That was the great quandary of John chapter 3 with Nicodemus. How can you be born again? How can you re-enter into your mother's womb? But that's not what it's about. Being born again means that we are born into a life and a faith with Jesus Christ. Now, I've already said a few times, whenever we met together in Derry Volga, to have a look around at other people, and to ask yourself, would you truly choose to be here with these people? And honestly, the answer is probably not always. Because we choose to be with the people that are most like us. Or we choose our friends or the hobbies maybe that we share. We choose who we associate at work with more because of our personalities. We choose because we are like other people or because we enjoy the same things as other people. But whenever we look at the church gathered, actually it's disparate and it's different and it's diverse. And that's the beauty of it. We are born again into a diverse community of a new family. That's the beauty of the church. And that's what it's saying here. This imperishable family that you are now born into as a Christian is a diverse one. And because it's diverse, we can stand and hold each other up because we have different personalities, different takes on life, different ways of doing things, different strengths and weaknesses and abilities, and different places where we need help. And so we can draw around alongside each other in this new family because we are born with a new imperishable seed that is the gospel of Jesus Christ, the finished work of the cross of Calvary. And that is a thing of beauty. Listen to it again. For you've been born not of perishable seed, but of imperishable through the living and enduring word of God. He's sovereign. He's been from before time, and he currently is, and he will always be. And he's yours and mine. Not great English, but you know what I mean. He's our Father. And he gives us this new imperishable seed within us as he births us into our new family that is the church. We stand together. We stand for each other. As we heard a couple of weeks ago, we were born for glory. We are kept for glory. We secure a banner of hope over us. That's what makes us distinct and different in this world. Because verse 24 says, for all men, all people, are like grass. All their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. Just like we've shown in the children's talk, those leaves of that flower have died and perished. And so our mortal lives, our physical lives, are due to do that as well. Except the word of the Lord, it stands forever. It's living and active. It's sharper than a double-edged sword. It speaks right into the depth of where you are today. And this is the word that was preached to you. Chapter 2, verse 1, therefore rid yourselves of all malice and deceit, hypocrisy, envy, slander of every kind. We're to get rid of those things that do not edify God. As we heard last week, those things that one day we will be judged for. And as I said last week, in this narcissistic, selfish viewpoint world, who has the right to say that they can judge me? That's an outrageous statement. But the Bible says that the Lord of heaven and earth, the King of kings and Lord of lords, will one day judge all peoples, preacher included, will stand before the Lord to be judged. And so I am to walk in the way of holiness and rid myself of envy, of deceit, of hypocrisy, of envy, of slander of every kind. And that is a daily thing. It's a daily struggle. And we talked about that last week, how we can walk in the way of holiness. If you missed it, you're able to still to hook into it on our website, on YouTube, on Spotify, or on Google Podcasts. You see, chapter 2, verse 2 says, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so by it you may grow up in your salvation. And now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. Discipleship is a key element of any church. Studying the scriptures together is a key element as well. Praying together is a key element. And we're going to try to do much more of that over the coming months here in Deira Vulghi. But one of the things that is necessary and requisite of every believer is that we grow up. You need to grow up. It's good to have a superficial understanding of a Christian faith, a superficial understanding of the depths of the gospel, a superficial understanding of what the scriptures might say. But that's like milk to a newborn baby. The baby then grows and moves on to solid food that's purified, then moves on to proper food, proper meals that enable it to be nourished and grow into all that he or she needs to be. The difficulty is that many Christians have stopped growing and remain on spiritual milk. There needs to be a hunger and a desire in you to grow more in your faith and for the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not the words of the preacher, it's the words of the scriptures. Like newborn babies crave pure spiritual milk, so it by you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. See, elsewhere in the scriptures it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Whenever we have tasted and seen how good the Lord is, we will crave and desire more. More and more and more. And we will want to progress the depths of our discipleship and our walk with him. If you're stuck, drop me a line, send me a message, and we can have a conversation of some things that might help you in that. But we need to grow up, preacher included. Because the seed that's planted in you and I is imperishable. And we need to nurture it and become responsible for it. Because one day we'll be held account. And we'll be held to account of what we did. Yes, we'll be held to account with what we said, what our actions were. Held to account for what we did with our finances, how we used the resources that the Lord had given us. But the key question that will always be asked of each and every one of us is this. What did you do with Jesus? What's your answer? Because Jesus died so that the imperishable seed might be planted in your heart. Maybe you're saying, now's not the right time. I have so much else to get sorted. I have to stop being envious and slanderous or hypocrisy or all those other things that we've already talked about today before I'm able to accept Jesus as Saviour. Listen, now's the right time. His work of holiness will sort all those other things out in your life. Don't wait. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the day of rejoicing. Now is the day to receive an imperishable seed and to nurture it more in your life. Not tomorrow or next week, but now. Taste and see that the Lord is good. So let's get on with it. Let's get on with being the church in this place, in this community, in our homes and in our streets. And let's get on with growing in faith and nurturing each other in the way of the Lord. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you are with us and that you are present in this place. We thank you for our homes, for our families. We thank you for the resources that you have given to us. We pray today that you would help us to be good stewards of all that you have given us responsibility for. as we pray for ourselves. Lord, we want to pray that you would encourage us to walk in the way of holiness and to nurture the imperishable seed that's within us. But more than that, as we pray for ourselves, we pray for our community. We pray for the street in which we live, for our neighbours on our right and on our left. For opportunities to be your hands and your feet in those places. For the opportunities to raise a new banner of hope over our individual lives and corporately as a church, that we could be a beacon out into this community. We pray today for those who are unwell, who we know and love, and we mention them before you now. And for those who are bereaved, grant them grace and peace in this moment. We continue to pray for our key workers as lockdown shifts, as more places open, as more people are out and about. Grant us wisdom, discernment and safety in our daily routines. Thank you, Lord, for who you are and for all that you have done. We give you thanks from the bottom of our hearts. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you for being a part of today. If you need anything during the week, you can drop us a line at info@derevolgi.com or you can phone 02892 528242. Please continue to hook into our website, into our Facebook page. And all of these Sunday services are also on our YouTube channel and on Google Podcasts and Spotify as well. So please hook into any of those places and encourage others to do so. If you know someone who hasn't internet access and would like to listen to this service, you'll find a little piece on our website where there's a telephone number there that they can dial into and they can simply listen to the audio of this service. But all the details for that are on our website as well. We conclude today with the collect appointed for this, the fifth Sunday after Trinity. Third Sunday after Trinity. There we are. Shows you I'm not perfect in any way. Almighty God, you have broken the tyranny of sin and have sent the Spirit of your Son into your hearts, whereby we call you Father. Give us grace to dedicate our freedom to your service, that may all creation may be brought to the glorious liberty of the children of God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. May the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon each one of us this day and forevermore. Amen. Amen.